Hey everyone, welcome back to But Why Though Reviews. This week we are reviewing Disney's Lightyear. I'm Adrian and I'm here with CJ.
Hello everybody, it's CJ again.
Hey CJ, I'm really, really excited to talk about this movie with you. So going into it, I mean, this is lots of expectations kind of going into this. We've known Buzz and we've grown with Buzz, you know, at least since I was a kid. So it's been... It was really, really weird seeing like the trailer initially. So I didn't really know what to expect going into this. I was also obviously clearly a big fan of the animated series as well. So what were your expectations going into the film?
Honestly, I was expecting a big sci-fi adventure to kind of explain more about Buzz, you know, who he is, how he got to be who he is, and more about Star Command and everything that went into there. Because the way it's set up is like a movie within the universe of Toy Story. So I was like, okay, so how does Buzz, the action hero, differentiate from Buzz, the toy? So yeah, wanted to see how that worked and how this could stand on its own 2 feet while also shaping the Buzz Lightyear we had grown up with and known. So that was what I was expecting.
Yeah. For me, I wasn't really sure too much what I was expecting. Again, the concept of it was just like, you know, especially the closer to it, like, hey, you remember how in 1995, like Andy watched a movie, like this is the thing about that movie. So it felt a little like that's a kind of interesting way to kind of advertise your movie. You know, as someone who didn't, I don't think anyone asked for a Lightyear movie or a Buzz Lightyear movie, because we had the cartoon and things like that. So I didn't think that we were going to get something like this. So I was just going in expecting to see some fun sci-fi stuff, like you said. I mean, I think it's been a while since we've had like a sci-fi animated movie. I was thinking about like while the movie was going, but it was really, you know, I wasn't really sure where it was going to go. Because to me, I was watching, I was like, is this like, are we going to get like, aliens type stuff? Are we going to get interstellar type stuff? Are we going to get, you know, like what kind of genre of sci-fi were we going to get? So I just wanted to have fun watching a sci-fi movie with a character that I was relatively like familiar with, but I don't think I really had too high of expectations. I didn't walk in there thinking this is going to be the best thing I've ever seen. I just wanted to be entertained on a Thursday evening. So, you know, that's kind of how I felt going in. I think walking out, I was happy. I think I walked out happy. You know, I think it accomplishes its goal of having a fun sci-fi movie that you can enjoy, like if anyone can enjoy of all ages. So I was happy walking out. You know, I'm excited for anything that they do after. Give me 17 of these. I'm pretty sure I'd be down to go watch multiple of these, especially, you know, yeah, we know all the things now. I just want more of that. Do I think it's like, did I walk out thinking, man, this is the best animated movie I've ever seen ever? No, but that's okay. I thought it was still a lot of fun to watch. What about you? How did you feel when you were walking out?
When I walked out, I was like, okay, this was better than I expected. It felt like one of the sci-fi movie I used to watch with my dad growing up, and I mean that as the highest of compliments. It felt like something like in the vein of The Last Starfighter or like Star Wars, Star Trek, fun stuff. And even though it wasn't like on the same level as Soul or Turning Red, it still has enough of that Pixar touch that, you know, you were hooked. And it took some turns I wasn't expecting, but actually made sense in terms of the story and was really, really good. And yes, the ending definitely sets up a sequel. If there is a sequel, I will be down for it. But if not, I am happy with what we got, and it was pretty awesome. And you could see why Andy fell in love with his character and wanted to do
it. Yeah. 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 It's, I think you make a good point there. Like, I'm happy if they do another one, but if it doesn't get greenlit and they don't do it, I think I'm still okay because you still have all the other, you know, wonderful stuff that has Buzz in it. And I think it's a good marker of like of a movie. I think it's so hard these days that everything wants to have like the next sequel, but I think they do the story well enough here that, you know, they go off and do more space stuff and you're okay with them doing more space stuff. But if you give me a Lightyear 2 Electric Boogaloo type situation where stuff goes off, I'm also there. And I really like your last Starfighter reference. I think that's like such a good way to I didn't even realize all the references and the kind of like the homages that you can see in The Last Starfighter in this, because it's very like contained. It's not super, you know, super crazy space battles or anything like that going on here. It's very, very kind of contained. And really what the story that the trailer kind of portrays kind of gives that to you. It doesn't really go too much off the rails. And I think that's a good, more relaxed thing. And I guess it's Pixar, so I guess we can kind of expect them to be a little bit more relaxed and not kind of Hollywood blockbustery. So what were some of your favorite parts? Saying, you know, you said they had, kind of had the touch of Pixar in there. So what were some of your favorite parts throughout?
How the story tackles the concept of failure. It shows that if you fail, it's not the end of the world. You just learn from it and apply that to your life. I learned how each major character in the film is kind of a commentary on how, you know, failure doesn't have to define you. There is a twist surrounding Emperor Zurg that I never saw coming, probably should have seen coming given the context of the story, but it makes so much sense and ties back into that part there. And I also love the different nods and different lines to stuff, you know, to Star Command and where the phrase From to Infinity and From Beyond come from. So it's done in a way that's very subtle, because most prequels will hammer you overhead like, "Ooh, get it. This is how it happened." Like, yeah. Solo, but anyway, yes, I love how it was like it referenced the stuff we know without, you know, being too overt about it. So those are my favorite parts.
Yeah, I think those are great. I think the concept of failure is such a big part of this, and I not only like them failing and then you learn from it, you know, it's a kids movie, so you expect them to kind of like learn and kind of brush it off, but I think the way that people aren't overtly angry at people for making the mistakes, right? There's a few mistakes that, like, that happen throughout the movie that could really like be life altering mistakes. And no one kind of has like the stereotypical like movie meltdown of like, "Oh, you're worthless and you ruin everything with your mistake." You know, all the characters are like very supportive of that, whether that's reality or not, I don't know. But I think it's a nice thing to see that, you know, not even Buzz is upset about, you know, people making mistakes around them. He's more concerned about the mistakes he makes himself. So very, very nice touch and kind of, you know, making it, I don't know, relatable, but definitely accessible and a good little message there. I think one of my favorite parts is all of the little things when the credits were rolling. I didn't really look at like too much of any of the production team that kind of went into this movie. I really wasn't super aware, but all of the little Star Wars things that are in this movie are kind of crazy. There's so many like little sounds here and there that they throw in there. And then I saw Lucasfilm like while the credits were rolling, but it's like little things like that that just make this such a great time, because the kids who were in the theater that I was with were having a great time. And any like time like a super old throwback reference would happen, whether it was Star Wars, like there's like a little dial-up tone when Sox is booting up one time. And those are just like little great references, and it's good that even those older references can still be used today and it still gets kind of like a laugh in a room full of, you know, kids and adults. There were some things I weren't happy with. I think kind of on the way home I was kind of thinking about kind of some of the pacing and things like that that were kind of a little off to me personally, but I wasn't really too sure kind of maybe how did you feel about anything that they could have improved on there, CJ?
I feel like some of the time travel elements get a little wonky, even though time travel does tend to make, I feel like it's just like, huh? If you stop to think about it, you're just like, wait, does this make sense? Doesn't it? I also feel like there could have been more elements like, where are the little green men? I would have loved to see the little green men. I don't know. That's just a personal thing. But I think the major thing was that the time travel elements kind of get a little too convoluted.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great sequence, though. There's a nice kind of, you know, gradual sequence there that, you know, has a lot of really great kind of moments. But yeah, as soon as they kind of threw time travel in there, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be so tough because it's such a hard thing to nail. You know, after all of these years and years and years of movie making and TV making and writing, I think it's a really, really hard thing to get down. And yeah, the time travel stuff, oh man, it's gonna make my head hurt. I'm thinking during our review of Endgame and all the crazy loopholes that have. I'm trying not to think about it. It's a kids movie, right? Got a kids movie, don't want to think too much about it. I think for me, the pacing kind of like got a little crazy because it has this high, super high kind of arc, and then it just kind of ends really, really quick. I kind of would like more time after kind of like the big climax for them to kind of, you know, be as characters, but it kind of just like ends and they're just like, okay, now we're off to the next adventure, which I guess would probably be what it would be like if you were a Space Ranger. But you know, after everything that we saw happen, I would have liked some time for them to kind of have some more character moments maybe at the end to really solidify like that their team outside of like Buzz just saying, hey, we're a team now, kind of thing, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's too harsh, but that's kind of how I felt when it was all said and done for like the very, very end. I was like, oh, I want more. And maybe that's just a marker of like them bringing me in to be there on opening night, you know, in 2020, whatever. But I just wanted to see more of it. I don't think I expected to see any of like little green aliens, I don't think. But I do like that they kind of put in the little Easter eggs of this wasn't just like Buzz being like us seeing like how Buzz is today, but we kind of see gradually as the movie goes on how he gets all his cool gadgets and, you know, the wings and all those things. And that's cool things to see. But I just wish those parts would have been a little bit bigger, time to breathe. Some of those parts were kind of rushed too. And I think that for people who know, you know, what's going on, I kind of wanted just a little bit of time to be like, oh, well, that's cool. Yeah. That's the thing. He did the thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where that fell for me. Anything else that you thought was a little bit off or anything that actually, you really enjoyed?
Oh, what I really, really enjoyed. I really love socks. Like
socks. Yeah.
It's tricky to make a, character like that, you know, stand out, but he was fun. And I also really think Chris Evans did a great job as Buzz Lightyear. There were times where he managed to nail Tim Allen's cadence exactly, and
yeah, it was eerie, right? It was real eerie when he said some of the lines. I was like, oh, you nailed
and
that.
I also find it ironic that this is a series that deals with a character being stuck in time where while others age around because, you know, the Captain America of it all,
as well as
the
yeah.
Boy Scoutishness of
exactly
Buzz.
Exactly. He just loves, he's just so good in that role. Mm-hmm. I think the Captain America thing is so great because he's like not the total Boy Scout. I feel like he's like a little bit low, you know, a lot more flaws and things. It just felt so refreshing. I'm glad that he's like in another role, like where he gets to, you know, make mistakes and yell and, you know, in a kid's movie format. And I'm excited to see him do more of it. It seems like he really put himself into this role and just put everything he had into delivering that performance because the animation was so good. But I don't think if the voice acting wasn't there, I don't know if this movie would have hit quite as well as it did because it was such a beautiful movie to watch.
Oh yeah, because voice acting is not just saying lines. You've got to pour a whole wealth of emotion into a character using nothing but your voice. And I think Evans gets that and really gave it his all. I also want to give Kiki Palmer a shout out.
Yes,
her character Kiki. Was so, so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so good. And I know we mentioned the time travel of all it all, but the sequence with the flight stuff was so reminiscent of Up.
Yeah.
I was just like,
yeah.
Good job. Oh, and Michael Giacchino did a great job on the score.
Like, yeah,
that
the
man
score
is just
it's a beautiful score
with you know, the Batman and this and Jurassic World Dominion and next up is Thor, Love and Thunder. So that guy just
Yeah. What did you think about like the other supporting members in the team? Like Sox is obviously great. Like I need a little plushie of Sox for 100%. But you know, the other character, because I'm going in thinking about all of the great supporting characters that you have in the animated show. So that was like my bar. But I think I think these ones are just as well. I thought Izzy was fantastic. Mo was hilarious. Was it Darby or Steel?
Yes, Darby.
Yeah, she was hilarious. Like those are such interesting characters of such weird dynamics that it just melded so well, at least for me. How did feel about it?
I really love the dynamic Buzz has with these rookies because again, it plays into the whole thing about, you know, failing because they are rookies. They're not really trained for something like this, or they haven't gotten the training yet, but over time they learn how to, you know, Space Rangers, and he learns how to, you know, help help them be space rangers. And that's a great journey, learning how to depend on others as well as, you know.
Yeah.
I also loved the connection Buzz and Alicia have. It's like, even though it's, you could spend, I would love to see like, oh, I kind of want to think, I need to see the movie about their friendship, because you
yeah.
can
tell these go, two. Let's go back a little bit more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so great. Yeah. I love the connection between characters and stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. They had such a beautiful connection. I think all the characters really had, you know, their own time to shine. I think it's really hard because there's a lot of characters in this movie for mm-hmm. an animated movie that's not that long. There was a lot of characters in here, and I think they all kind of got their time to shine. And Taika, of course, kills it as always. But, you know, even his character, the kind of doofy kind of, you know, more comic relief character, still has his own time to shine, and it works so well. It's beautiful. It got claps in my theater when he gets his time to shine, when the time comes. So there's just such really, really good movies. It was a really great like movie experience, you know, because adults were clapping, kids were clapping, and it's been a while since I've been in a theater where it's been a while since I've been in a theater with kids and other adults, really. But just seeing everybody engaged is really, really great. Really kind of speaks to the generational power that, you know, Pixar has over the entire population.
Oh yeah, because again, a lot of folks probably grew up with Toy Story, and a lot of kids are probably going to walk away loving Buzz Lightyear now. It's kind of, you know, a generational thing.
Yeah. I mean, my niece loves Buzz Lightyear. She's like 2.5, and I got her these the Buzz Lightyear wings from Disney World, from Disneyland, and she loves them. She wore them. I get calls from my sister with her on them just so she can like run around, you know, with the thing. So I think it's going to spawn a lot of great things. So if you ask me, like, should you go see this movie? Yes. If you like animation, if you like sci-fi and you know Buzz Lightyear, you're going to have a great time, I think. I think you're going to have a great time if you go see it, no matter where you see it. So if you want to wait till it's on streaming service, I saw it in IMAX. I don't think it needs an IMAX experience. I don't think it needs any other experience other than being in a room with people who are going to have a good time watching a sci-fi flick about a space ranger who then becomes a toy, who then, you know, does all the stuff in Toy Story. What about you, CJ? What would be your recommendation for the
Definitely recommend seeing this, especially with your family or if you grew up with the original Toy Story, because again, it's that it has a generational effect. It's a solid sci-fi adventure, and it's just really a great time. I think like it's a great family film, whether you see it in the theater or at home. Yeah, I definitely think that is a film that definitely has to be experienced. And yeah
definitely. And I'll add in that, you know, a lot of the animated movies that we've been getting over like the last, you know, couple of years have been a lot. Like, you can't just go watch Red and then kind of go on with the rest of your day without like some song in your head or thinking about your generational trauma. Same with like Encanto and like all these other like that come out. But this is just fun. You're gonna go have fun, and I think that's so good, especially, you know, one of the first summers where things are kind of relatively not as bad as they have been over the last couple of years. So go have fun. It's a fun movie, and I hope people really enjoy it. So CJ, we have a couple of minutes here. Do you want to get into some like spoiler talk?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. This is your warning. We're going to talk about some spoilers here just because I want to hear CJ's perspective on some of like the big major spoilers that happen or twists that happen in the movie. So we're going to start with spoilers. Right now. Now we're going to spoilers. What did you think about the Zurg twist?
Like, I should have expected some sort of timey-wimey stuff, but I never expected that Buzz's greatest enemy would literally be himself. And that actually ties into the whole thing, because older Buzz is obsessed with correcting his mistake at any cost, and younger Buzz has more or less learned, you know, it's okay to fail. So seeing Buzz battle himself is fun.
Yeah.
And it actually makes Zurg more human.
Yeah, I like Buzz battling Buzz, but is that really Zurg, though?
Yeah.
Because he said that he borrowed the ship and he just kind of like, because in the flashback they kind of show him just finding the ship, or did he just steal that ship and is a real Zerg out there and that's what our sequel is going to be about?
Okay, yeah, now that you mention it, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I don't need Zerg to be his dad or whatever, like they joked around in like Toy Story 2 or whatever, but I would like a little bit more of an, because I need to see him in the whole thing, like the to the floor cape and everything.
Yes,
I would love that Zerg. But I didn't see it coming. I'm really glad that they didn't do it like that. Like that was his dad. Because I really thought, I was like, oh my God, they really did make him his dad. But no, himself, battling himself in more ways than one in the movie, I think is fantastic. Or any other big spoiler moments, or like any, not big spoiler moments, but like any big twists that really had you thinking?
I think the general idea, I think the scene where Buzz finally comes back after his successful test and learns that Alicia passed away is just utterly heartbreaking, totally Pixar, and just it's a scene in the movie that hits the most and the best scene.
Yeah, it's definitely the best scene in the movie after such a beautiful like montage of just seeing that and just thinking about the pain that must be to like want to fix this. 4 years, come back. 4 years, come back. 4 years, come back. 20 something years, come back. It must be incredibly hard. And I'm glad that they incorporated like the, after the first big, you know, mess up he has, they bring him a support animal, which I think is beautiful. And Sox is the bestest of boys. He's the best of C-3PO and R2 in one little droid. And they just like let that be kind of the thing that helped him through it. But man, it must be so rough to see all those people go, and then to see basically a reflection of her in Kiki Palmer's character. So it's there's some rough moments in there. It's going to tear jerk you a little bit if you let it. And I didn't expect that, honestly. I expect that when I kind of watch the trailers for, like, you know, for things like Red and things like Encanto, I feel like there's already going to be some emotional stuff there, but that sequence is beautiful. It's done so well. It's such a great like platonic relationship. I love just they're really, really great friends, and it extended generationally down to the granddaughter.
Yes. Well, yeah. just well done all around.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and I was also thinking kind of like on the way home that this was such like a diverse cast, and they just like let it be diverse. I don't know if it's because like it's like far in the future or it's not, you know, tangibly to our Earth, but there's just such a, you know, beautiful color of characters throughout all the entire movie. And none of it feels out of place. None of it feels ham-fisted. None of it feels like it has to happen. It's just people being people. And I think that's such a great thing, especially after we've had so many kind of like, you know, cultural, you know, touchstones in a lot of our animated films lately, that this film just got to be just a movie about people in space trying to do the best that they can.
To go back to the Star Trek reference, Star Command feels a lot like Starfleet in that it's people from all different walks of life coming together to, you know, explore the galaxy. And I think that's beautiful and speaks to why I love sci-fi as a genre. It's like the possibilities are endless, and seeing people of all walks of life coming together to do that makes me really, that's why I love sci-fi. And I hope
that this spawns some new like Star Trek fans, you know. I hope like some people go home, they're like, yo, show me more like this stuff, and they get into Star Trek and they get into all of the beautiful content that there is to indulge. That you're right, it's a lot like this was like a, you know, Captain Janeway-esque type mission where they're stranded and they just got to figure it out, and they do, and it takes a very, very long time for them to do it. You just reminded me. Thank you for bringing it up. So you said that, and they go, I think they're going to like the Gamma Delta Quadrant, which is why it reminds me of Star Trek, and that's where Zerg is from. So I think we're going to get more Zerg in the next one, but it's going to be the actual big bad Zerg in some shape or form in the next one. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm actually more excited now after talking to you about a sequel than I was on the way home today. So thank you, CJ, for that.
You're welcome.
All right, CJ. Well, we're just about out of time here. Any final thoughts on the movie or anything that you need to get off your chest that might be holding in about how great this movie was for you?
It is a stellar sci-fi adventure. I think fans of Toy Story love it. I think fans of sci-fi will love it. I'm open to a sequel, and I really, fingers crossed, that we don't get like some sort of grizzled Clint Eastwood version of Woody, because that would just be weird.
Yeah, exactly. Keep it light, keep it fun. Yeah, you have so much source material with the thing with the animated show. Just take some stuff from that. I'd be down. Give me yes. seven of them. I'll be there. Yeah, it's really great. Go see it. Have fun. Let us know how you feel about it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you could find us. But that's about it. So we're going to get out of here. CJ, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. You can find me on Twitter at SuperReese93, SuperReuiz93. CJ, why don't you tell them where they can find you and your beautiful work and your review for this movie?
Awesome. My Twitter is CJ Writes Things. You can find my written work on But Why Though under Collier CJ Jennings, including the review of Lightyear, where it shares most of my thoughts here. You can also Google my written work and find my stuff on Collider, IGN, and Slash Film. And I am a co-host on Into the Spider-Cast. We are currently on a summer hiatus, but you can go to the But Why the website and find our backlog of episodes and listen to me and my co-host Suar talk all things Spidey.
Yeah, it's also a lot of fun. Really glad you're taking a break. Can't wait for you to come back. And of course, you can find, you know, the website and all of our great content there again on our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at But Why Though PC, and then all of the great content of writing and things like that on the website, butwhythoughpodcast.com. So thank you so much for joining us today. See you on the next one, and to infinity
and beyond.